Our next guest is better known as the Rebel on the Links. Sniper Putters CEO Dan Rowland came up with the concept for the company while trying to become a tour pro himself. He started his relatively small golf equipment company a few years ago with a line of flat sticks, names such as Rebel, Engage, and Ambush. He realized that he wasn't achieving success with any of the putters he was using, so he came up with his own design for Sniper Putters. He's taken all of that one step further now, and he started a national charity program called Make Your Mark. The objective of the Make Your Mark program is to raise funds for military families. We're going to get into all of that right now with Dan Rowland from Sniper Putters on the line. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Tee to Green.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you on the show. Let's talk about Sniper Putters first off, and what is different about Sniper Putters? You came up with your own design. What's different about them from your normal standard putter?
I think the number one concept, our first model, was the Rebel model, and I took a theory of how would I make a putter that can appeal to a center shaft golfer as well as a traditional hosled putter, and we came up with what we call an HOC, hosel over center. It's a unique bend to the hosel of the putter. Visually, it gives you the perception that it's a center shaft, but it is not, anchored into the center of the putter. It's actually bent forward from the back of the hosel. And then we did some tweaking to make sure that we eliminated bounce off the face. And after many prototypes and a lot of money and a lot of patience, we came up with Rebel. And then we advanced that to a DM4, which is David Moreland, was a former winner on what is now the web.com tour. He was a co-designer to the DM and 303 stainless machines, more of a high-end putter, if you will. And that transversed into the Ambush putter, and we have an adjustable hosel putter. The first three are USGA approved, and the fourth one is not USGA approved yet, but it's a pretty cool putter. It adjusts the hosel by 7 degrees each way. And then that kind of launches into our campaign, Make Your Mark.
Yeah, the website sniperputters.com for more information.
Dan, you've got what's called a stepless shaft with your putters. A lot of people might not know what that refers to. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, stepless shaft is just really one piece of straight metal that goes from end to end, whereas a stepped shaft will be very small in the very tip, and then it goes to a little bit wider and a little bit wider. There's a few steps that make it kind of wider as you go up. So my theory is with the putters, I just didn't want anything that... kind of basis is straight back, straight through, no arc. We steer away from inserts. We want to just find a way to get the most reaction and most feel from the putter to the ball, to your hands. And we just felt that, kind of going back to the basics, just a nice straight shaft right off the face and no glued materials in the face and so forth. And I still have one in my bag today, and I putt better with it. And all the feedback is it's a cool name, cool logo, and it's a great putter. We make a lot of putts.
So did you have a background in club design or putter design when you started all this?
No, it was the old napkin design, sitting around and thinking, geez, I wonder what it's like to make the ideal putter, which nobody has been able to do that yet, but it's fun trying. And just kind of scribbling on a napkin and going out finding an engineer and a CAD, and then going out finding a machinist and spending all the money and all the headaches to come up with a putter that's now USGA approved. And there is no magic formula to putting. We are the one company that's against custom fitting putters with weights and balances and so forth. And I think people like Jim Furyk has proven that he can pick up a putter off of a shelf for $59 and go out and play well or win. And you guys probably know there's kind of three things to a putter. It's got to look good and feel good in your hands. You got to like how it performs, and you got to make putts. So you can have all the tricked out things in there, and you can spend $500 or you can spend $100, and as long as you like it and you're making putts and you're confident, then that's a good putter for you.
And a lot of great ideas have started out being scribbled on a napkin. Dan Rowland is our guest, Sniper Putters, offering an arsenal of equipment, plus a new program to support military families. Dan, let's talk about Make Your Mark and why Make Your Mark and why military families.
I'm a good proud American. I am very grateful for our servicemen and women who allow me to scribble on napkins and come up with putters and try to achieve the American dream. And I'm indebted to them, in my opinion. And I'll still shake the hands of a uniformed soldier as I see them, and I get the opportunity to do so and thank them for their service. So I thought, what a better way than for my company and for people in a small way to get back to them. And, you know, my focus really is towards the families of the fallen soldiers. But you can go on the website, and there's several options we have, like Chris Kyle Foundation, Wounded Warriors, Folds of Honor, the Fisher House, and then there's a write-in for any military charity that person would want to contribute to. So my goal is to hit the million mark. We quote and unquote the name Mark, and I want to raise as much money as I can for those charities. And we came up with this ball marker, which, as you can see on the website, it's cut through, it's machined to look like a crosshairs, which is kind of the first marker out there that has that. And I've been told by my machinists and engineers that it was harder to make the ball mark than it was to make a putter because of the intricacy of the painting and the enamel and the etching on the putter, on the ball marker. It's a very, very detailed, very unique ball marker. And, you know, we tell people that you don't have to be a golfer. It's more of a token or a symbol. And I carry one in my pocket at all times. One's in the golf bag, used as a marker. We've got people that, you know, they're going to give them away and you know, just kind of like a pay it forward, if you will, campaign where you're sending and leaving your mark. And in fact, the first order we had was a lady that ordered several of them, and she just passed them out. And, you know, I'm sure we're going to get pictures and videos and stuff sent into us about leaving, you know, a marker for a waiter who was a great waiter and left them a nice tip and a marker. And, you know, that's kind of the campaign. We want to get as many markers out there to help as many troops as we can.
Yeah, the commemorative medallion ball marker design is on the website at sniperputters.com. It's also on our Facebook page. You can access that through our website, tgreenradio.com. It sells for $9.95 for the small one. That's about the size of a quarter, $12.95 for the half-dollar size. And all the proceeds from the marker sales will go directly to military-related charities. You can, as Dan mentioned, you can keep these as a keepsake, or you can give them away. I'm sure a lot of people get creative in what they do with these markers, won't they, Dan?
Correct. And I'm actually making one step even further. My entire company, all the proceeds, I think I'm going to be the only company where 50% of the net proceeds that this company earns is going to go towards that charity. So it isn't just surrounded around a mark. We're going to introduce another portion of this campaign. We're going to call it Putt Through, where people realize that anything they buy from Sniper Putters, 50% of my net proceeds for the entire company is going to go to these charities.
Wow, that's great. And they're also hoping to get photos and videos and stories of how people are, quote, making their mark by giving away the markers and as a way to remember and support our troops. I think it's all fantastic.
Yeah, and, you know, you've got small companies that might say, hey, I'm going to give my employees a marker, you know, with their next payroll, things like that. We've been in conversation with some of the big automotive manufacturers and trying to convince them to, you know, do something very simple, very inexpensive, and, you know, buy a new car. And you know, here's just a little token to help the small company, try to help a big audience of heroes that, you know, protect our freedom and serve our country.
To order the markers, visit sniperputters.com. That's Dan Rowland. Dan, great idea. We're behind you 1,000%. And thanks for doing this, buddy, and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The company is called Sniper Putters, and the campaign is the Make Your Mark campaign. $9.95 for a small marker, $12.95 for a half-dollar size. Proceeds go directly to military-related charities. Jerry's standing by. He's taking us on tour next on Tee to Green.